You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1629. Have you ever wondered about gaited horses, all those feet and legs going every which direction? Well, today, Guy DeRusso joins me to chat about how gaited horses really work. Today's podcast is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows you share a secret language with your horse. With just one look, you know exactly what your horse is feeling. Just like you understand every little nuance about each other, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand how the nuances of feed form can help your horse live a healthier life. Sentinel's 100% extruded formulas encourage your horse to eat at a healthier pace. These light, airy nuggets help lower the risk of digestive upsets, too, that may lead to serious health concerns, like feed-related choke. Discover the extraordinary nutritional benefits of extruded feed. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast. The only experience I'd ever had with gaited horses was with a Tennessee walking horse who had what I'm going to call very pure gaits. He seemed to have come out of the womb with gaits. Perfect.
Yeah.
There was never an issue. And that was the only experience I had. So I assumed that unless you fouled them up, that's the way they were. Explain how that whole gating thing works. And it's more of a spectrum than a walk, trot, canter that those of us in the three gated community understand.
That's right. So with the gaited horses, you have these extra gears and their gaits, the one we want, the ones that are smooth or the four beat gaits are in between the trot and the pace. So on the end of the spectrum, you have a trot and on the other end, is the pace. So in between those areas is where your flat walk, your running walk, your foxtrot, your saddle gait, your rack, and all those things are. So you end up getting all these extra gears. It's kind of like someone giving you a Porsche, but you don't know how to drive it. And, you know, so you might get it in gear and kind of grind the gears. And that's the hardest part is that many, many years ago, they were bred a little bit differently. So they were easier to gait because there's some people that remember getting on as a kid and they go, they just went. And I go, that's correct. But as people showed more and it became more of a sport, the breeding changed more for looks and some of it for spirit and leg action. And that's when some of the breeding started to change. And then we ended up getting more pacey horses in the walking horse community and almost more trotty horses with like the Rocky Mountain horses. And even the fox trotters, they started mixing things like to get a bigger stride. They put some walking horse breeding within the fox trotter. So it all started getting mixed. And some think it's for the better. Some think it's for the worst. You know, it just depends on your opinion and what you're doing. But for the people just getting into it, it made it harder because we all thought they would just gait.
And that's not really the way it works. Well, Gay, thanks for stopping by the show. And if you would like to learn more about gaited horses, you can hit up Gay's website, majesticrider.com, or she is on Facebook, The Majestic Rider. Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.